It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Tagging in at
number five.
Kim Fox got her first official Democratic Party challenger to her re-election bid, which is next year. Seems like that is, seems like she just got there and started screwing up the system. She is, who is this person you're asking? Former Assistant State's Attorney,
Bill Conway.
I believe also a fellow, I think he went to my high school.
Oh. Same time?
Go Latin. I don't know what the mascot is.
Romans.
Go Romans.
Go Romans. Fear the Roman.
The Latin Romans.
It's like, I mean, we might as well have been just the Latin nerds. There was just not, I mean, there was
a lethal debate team there. Look out for the debate team.
Oh, ouch.
No one's beating the Latin Romans in debate.
Chess team?
Swords.
Very strong.
Sword fencing. We were particularly great at fencing.
Math club.
Right. Ascot wearing. I mean, there was a lot of ascot tying. Remember, we did that. We tried to get that initiated in the Independent School League. All right. That's who he is. There are others who want to get into this race. But there, it's going to be interesting to see how many people try to flock to this, because she does seem a little embattled.
My name is Bill Conway, and I'm running for state's attorney. Let's go after the gangs profiting by flooding our streets with illegal guns. The old way of keeping illegal guns off our streets isn't working. I want to use new tactics to track down and stop the funding that brings illegal guns onto our streets. I believe the office where I once worked, a place I really respected, needs change. The state's attorney's office should be fair, just, and equal. I'm running for state's attorney to enact real criminal justice reform, make our streets safe again, and get politics out of an office where it doesn't belong. It's a new day, and it's time for a new way.
Yeah, there you go. Go Romans. We're going to have to put him on so we can actually ask about the debate team.
Talk about the glory days in Latin.
Yeah. They've had a couple of pretty good basketball teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over the years.
All right.
And the swimming team. I don't know why that. You know, it's one of those things.
Swimming makes sense because every kid probably has an in-ground pool in their house.
An indoor pool.
Indoor pool.
In their condo. Right. Yeah, that's the way it went. Yeah.
Doing laps.
I got to say, the basketball is surprisingly high quality.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll
keep an eye on them this year.
Yeah.
I'll give you updates later on this year.
They had a 7-footer at one point.
Did they?
Yeah. They got a kid that went to, I think it went to North Carolina or Duke.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to Google this.
Yeah.
Look Check it that out, Kevin.
Seven-foot kid.
Seven-foot kid.
We have his shoes at the Harry Carey's Navy Pier.
Really?
Yeah. He's got gigantic shoes.
You don't remember his name, though?
No.
Okay. I'll look it up
and get back to me on
that. Okay. All right.
Look up famous Latin School of Chicago alumni. And he'll pop up. I will not. All right. Checking in at, because I'm show folk.
Number four.
President Trump says he's considering commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. President told reporters on Air Force One yesterday that he thought the former governor was treated unbelievably unfairly. You can still hear him saying this, can't you?
Yes.
The president went on to say that he thinks the former governor's wife is fantastic and thinks that serving 7 years is enough. But former FBI special agent in charge of the Chicago office spoke to Ben Bradley at WGN-TV just a few minutes ago and says that Blagojevich was well under investigation while Governor George Ryan was being sentenced for the hired truck scandal.
Yeah, the investigation was already well underway at that point, and it was amazing to me that we were sitting at the sentencing of George Ryan, a Republican governor who was convicted and sent to prison, and at the same time we're going through that sentencing phase, we're already deep into the investigation of Rod Blagojevich and people around him.
Right.
So the history of the state and the history of governorships, one right after another, speaks to the need for harsher sentences on politicians who take advantage of their office, not to serve the public good.
I got to ask you a question. You're sitting around in, Southwest Side.
Yep.
In a real nice house on a block that doesn't have houses like yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a long-serving Chicago elected official.
Yep.
Are these words you want to hear? Isn't it time to call up Donald Trump and go, listen, preemptively, I want you to remember, I got you a really good tax break on that Trump Tower. If you're thinking about the commutations and stuff, you might want to think about that.
It would be understandable if somebody was extracting a price for a development project, saying, okay, I'll agree to the development project. In return, I want public parks or things like that might benefit the public. But the nature of Rod Blagojevich's conversations and crimes and actions speak to, I want to enrich myself. I want money in my pocket. I want money in my campaign coffers. And I've always drawn this conclusion. If he was so, if his actions were so innocent, why did he want his campaign offices swept of mics and bugs? Mm-hmm. You only do that if you're a mobster or a criminal and you don't want anybody to hear what you're having a conversation about.
Or an Illinois politician. He did not say.
The tapes are priceless, though.
But the president is saying that the tapes just show that he's using braggadocio and not ever acting on the selling of the Senate seat. And he says my favorite part is when he says he would never particularly use braggadocio.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't do that.
Right, I don't do that. Oh. Things I don't do. It's not his thing. Right. They stopped him before he did it because there would have been a constitutional crisis. Because you've got to remember what was going on there. That was Barack Obama was going to the presidency. Right? And so whoever was going to be and there were a number of things that had been stalled and that were going to get voted on. And the question is, was there going to be an Illinois representative? And they did not want to then have to get into this whole issue of having a senator that would be illegally placed in the position. Do you remember? That's why they stopped it. They didn't want it, and then have to have a crisis about whether or not, and an argument about whether that's a legitimate vote in the United States Senate.
Or whether or not Senator Roland Burris was a legitimate senator.
Right.
Right. Which well,
that
ended
was a,
up happening.
That was a separate issue, right. So then we got Roland Burris. It's like, hey, I'll do it. He'd already put future former senator on his gravestone
or something.
All right. Oh, my God, I can't believe we're going back to that. And that seemed like such innocent times compared to where we are now.
That's true.
Let's talk about what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in the news.
Roe will tell you who may be behind the president's announcement to pardon former Governor Rod Blagojevich.
This week on Chicago's Best, things are getting out of control. From the spiciest wings to the biggest burger, Chicago's Best Outrageous Eats, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Roe, you made the alumni page for Latin School of Chicago. Go Romans.
Go Romans.
WGN radio host Ro Khan, class of 82. Doug Sohn went there?
Doug Sohn. Hot Doug, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Deck.
Oh, I didn't know Billy went there.
Yeah.
Hmm. A lot of politicians, too.
Grant DePorter.
Yeah.
William Wirtz.
Oh. Yeah.
William Wrigley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah, we're going to play. We decided this is the
guy. Yeah, we're going to do this.
We're running for state senator. We're going to play Latin School News or Ruse.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't it be funny to get it all wrong?
Yeah.
Known for being so smart.
Yeah. And
Kenny George was the basketball player you're referring
right.
to.
7 foot seven.
Yes. UNC Asheville.
Correct.
Is where he went to
yep.
college.
Yep.
Yep. There you go.
Go Romans.
Yep. Fear the Roman, because they'll sue you. That was our chant. We'll sue you.
Do you know who my dad is? That's the chant. I'm three. Do you know who my dad is?
Right.
One, two, three. Do you know who my dad is?
Right. My dad's going to get you anyway. Something
right.
like that.
But right. Not my
That's
dad's
all right.
Gonna,
That's
not
okay.
My dad's going to beat you up. And my dad's going to beat you in court.
Number three.
Oh, God. I guess I was privileged. That's what you have to say now. That's the new thing that you have
to
say.
Apologize.
Own it.
You have to apologize for being privileged. Yeah. Similar to last year's Oscars telecast, Fox Entertainment CEO Charlie Collier confirmed this year's Emmy Awards will be host-free because nobody wants these jobs anymore.
I don't understand that.
This is why millennials don't have friends. Because you can't have.
How
you
is
can't,
that correlated?
I just please listen. It's because people can't. You can't have a. You can't do anything because no matter what you do, you're going to be criticized for it.
What does that have to do with millennials alone? Everyone is criticized for everything.
We're under attack.
Yeah, but that's. But you're the ones attacking. Your. You know, you're eating each other.
Why don't you eat your own words? Look at you. You're attacking us.
You got her going now, Ro.
Go Romans.
My dad will sue your dad. Anyway, okay, so here's the deal. So he confirmed that what many insiders had suspected, seeing as the 71st annual show is a little more than a month away and no one had been announced. I don't, you know, you wonder, because they generally, because wherever it's going to be on Fox, so mm-hmm. they generally, the other networks use their late night guy.
Right.
Because it moves around between the networks because it's the Emmy Awards, mm-hmm. right? So it's between the major four. But Fox doesn't really have a guy like that.
Could have had Hannity do it.
Yeah, they could.
At least they wouldn't care what's being said about them, right?
Right. That's, yes. Well, no, but they would.
I don't think they have souls.
What's interesting about this year to me is how many amazing shows we're saying goodbye to, right? I mean, you've got obviously Game of Thrones and Our Own Empire. You've got Veep and Big Bang Theory. And this is new to me. I've never worked on the Emmys before. You really do have to look at all the trade-offs of, all right, if you have a host and an opening number, that's 15, 20 minutes you can't use to salute the shows.
Right, and you got to pay for that stuff. Why should we pay
for
it?
This is a classic entertainment executive say, well, we really didn't want a host anyway. And they did not directly address the question about whether anyone had declined. Just saying.
I would like to see Hannity come out and host the thing.
Or Shepard Smith, so the president can make fun of him again.
Here's another liberal show, Empire. Oh, man.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Okay. Can we get back? Can we? This is the worst presentation ever
in
the top five.
Two.
He was trained to kill, and now he's back. The enemy may have a missile, but we have machete.
Nobody knows machete.
Machete kills.
Danny Trejo has been on the show. Friend of the show. I'm going to call Danny Trejo a friend of the show. He is, you know, always one of the great bad guys ever.
He is.
One of the nicest guys in Hollywood and one of the great bad guy actors, especially when he gets a ponytail going. It's oh my God.
It instills fear just seeing him.
He's almost in every prison yard scene from the 80s and 90s.
He works
sometimes
a lot.
Like an uncredited actor. There's always one guy who comes up and goes, you're going to keep your mouth shut around here. And that was him, like, early on.
He's good at it.
Well, it turns out he helped rescue a special needs child trapped in an overturned car in L.A. Happened to be in the area when two cars collided. One of the vehicles overturned onto its roof, and a young child was trapped inside. Trapped in the car seat, he and another bystander helped rescue.
He was a special needs, my kid's mom works with special needs kids, and so I kind of dealt with him. So I said, okay, it's okay. And he was panicked. And I said, okay, we have to use our superpowers. And so he screamed, superpowers. And we started like yelling superpowers. And I said, do this, do the muscles. And he's muscles. And so we got kind of like a bond, I guess. Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything. And that's the way I live.
Oh, there you go.
Brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
Poor Danny's in our world.
He says, exactly, and he actually said that. He said, this is what we're supposed to do, help each other. And then he also, it was found out that he does work with a lot of special needs children, so he, you know, has a gift at interacting with them.
There you go. And finally.
Number one.
You know, they say that when you're in a city you never visited before, you should just look up. That's what 100 tourists were doing on board a Chicago sightseeing boat late in the afternoon of August 8th, 2004. That, unfortunately, was also the exact moment that there was a tour bus crossing a bridge on Kinzie Street. And the tour bus driver decided, you know what would be a good idea? Is to dump the effluent out of the toilet in the tour bus through the grated nature of the bridge on Kinzie Street over the river, just as the tourists were looking up at the skyline and the architecture. Right there, right in the eyeball.
So if they say that getting pooped on by a bird is good luck, then what do you think?
Not by a rock star, I can tell you that.
No.
No, you don't know what's in that.
No.
Right.
No, no, no.
Ugh.
And then they all started to realize what it was. That was, I mean, imagine that realization when you're on that architectural tour. And suddenly you're like, what is that? And then you realize, and you see the color of it.
So many cases of pink eye.
60 pounds. 60 pounds of rock star poop.
Ugh,
right there.
God.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
That just doesn't get any better over the years. It's still just as disgusting.
Couldn't hit the water, could they? Just had to hit the tour bus. Had to hit the tour boat. Tour boat, tour bus. Oh, God. Oh, God. The humanity.
Ugh.
All right.
Talk about that aim.
Happy anniversary. A great day in Chicago history. On this day in Chicago history. All right. I think it's time now to... This was a mess. Almost as big a mess as that was.
The top five at five.